Shall we give a bit of balance, eh? Shall we give balance a bit of a crack on the old polling this morning? Now, I've never really understood the preferred Prime Minister part of polling. We don't elect MPs, of course. We can't vote for PMs, per se. So beyond stoking a bit of rumour and scuttlebutt, whether Judith Collins is 6 or 16 or 106 doesn't make an awful lot of difference. The same way David Seymour being second only to Jacinda Ardern really isn't a reason you would or wouldn't vote for ACT. The real story of the last handful of polls is not so much whether National are in the doldrums or not. The fact last night's Colmar Brunton had them at 26 is a good indication that the Courier poll that had them at 21 might not be accurate, well outside the measurement of 3 or plus or minus. The same way ACT's so-called dramatic rise of 5 points isn't really a dramatic rise, given it just catches them up to the number every other poll already has them at, somewhere in the mid-teens. A collection of polls is what you're looking for. One-offs mean little of anything. So we can see trends here, and there are two very distinct trends, only one of which the bulk of the media have picked on. Trend one is ACT. ACT are hot, and deservedly so. They're sharp, they're smart, they're full of ideas, they're getting the attention and the results they deserve, and some of that is coming at the expense of the Nats, who remain unable to find the ignition key. But add the centre-right's numbers together, and the total is 40% and growing, and that is what to look at. That is what forms a government in an MMP era. Trend two, conveniently ignored by too many, is of course the slide of Labour at 43%. Still a decent number, don't get me wrong, still a decent number, but it's not what it was or anywhere near close to what it was. Each and every poll they've dropped. This is a trend. The tide is going out, and it's going out for fairly obvious reasons. You can't have the record of dysfunction and non-delivery they have and not suffer. The COVID vote of last year, that's history. It's gone. They will never have that level of support again, and in that lies the trouble. As normality in voting patterns returns, their record, not fear, will drive support or lack of it. Obviously at 43, and with the Greens, they're still in government, but they have lost their majority, and the current numbers, including the Greens, barely gets them across the line any longer. Time and performance kills governments. Focus all you want on National. Give all the plaudits you like to ACT. But the slippage and demise of the Labour support is the real story, and there, real worry.